Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're about to be joined by our special football guest of the day, John Owning, Pro Football Focused. Wolchuk has a mixed bag coming up for you at 4:20. Then at 4:40, I'm going to give you a very intriguing Mavericks trade idea and why we should look at trading our injured guy for a different team's injured guy. But trust me, hopefully it'll make sense for you here coming up at 4:40.
When did you start wanting to trade for anything injured?
This is big.
There's a brilliant catch here in this one.
Okay, I'm waiting.
It gives you high upside with very little downside.
You're usually warning us, like, don't take the injured guy.
Hope it's an expiring contract.
It's probably what it is.
In a way, it is. In I think way. You're going to like this, Chief. It's 3D chess for Mavericks team building. As John Owning, Pro Football Focus, joins us now here in the Nation. And a good afternoon, John. How you doing out there?
Doing well. Just got back from jiu-jitsu, so got a little ego boost going, so I'm ready to take on the Twitter trolls for the day. So feeling good.
You tear them up there on the mat?
Yes, sir. You know, I don't get to train as much as I would like during the season because it's just so busy with everything that we got to do. So it's always nice to be able to get back on the mat at least a couple times a week to keep the skills in check.
Now, my experience with jiu-jitsu guys, y'all are very humble. I like your life philosophy. You won't brag, but how good are you at this jiu-jitsu stuff, John? I'm always wondering.
I'm pretty good. I used to compete a lot in college and stuff. I won the absolute at a tournament to go to Abu Dhabi to compete in front of like the sheiks and everything. I got third at the Pan Americans as a purple belt.
Wow.
You're a black belt, John. You're really damn good, okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm pretty good. I like to let others speak for it. Talk to people who have rolled with me, and they'll let you know.
I love it, man. Well, thanks for that detail. Now, I've been saying, speaking of good, I've been hoping that Quinnen Williams can have a Micah Parsons-like impact, making teammates better. Can we see that? Can we project that?
Yeah, I think that obviously I've been one of those people. I know Brian and Zach, and I think all of you guys have been on the same train for a few years now that the Cowboys have needed a real butt kicker at the inside interior defensive line. And a guy like Quinnen Williams is a guy who makes everybody else's jobs easier. Not only is he going to hit, is he going to draw double teams, but he has the ability to win off of double teams. He can take on the combo. When the combo leaves, he can shed and make plays. And I think a really cool little detail that is different between his time this year in New York and his time now in Dallas is he switched up his stance a little bit so that he could be a little bit more productive against the pass. You see him, he's a little bit more forward in his stance, his butt's a little bit higher, a little bit of a sprinter stance, whereas in New York where they were playing more of a read-react type of front, he was kind of had his butt a little bit lower so that he can read and mirror step with the offensive line so that he can kind of stay square to the blocks. You know, extend, see where the running back's going, shed, make plays like that. And his run production was really up, but his pass rush production has really plummeted in compared to other years. And as we saw, the switch back to the more forward stance allowed him to be a little bit more explosive out of his stance, and that allowed him to be extremely productive from a pass rush perspective against the Raiders for sure.
John, I wonder how you think this offensive line is coming along. And Tyler Guyton, I think, is coming off maybe his best game. But now you finally have these five together after a lot of injuries up front that they were mixing and matching. What do you think, and how close are they maybe to gelling as a group and making this thing a strength for the football team?
I think we're as close as we are, as we have been at any point in the season, for sure. I think that the areas that you see it most are kind of on those exotic pass protection plays. And, you know, the Cowboys like to, on their play action passes, they like to pull a guard like they're running power or they're running a counter or something and pull them to the edge to seal the edge defender. And I think that's something that you're seeing being a little bit more successful when you have the continuity of your five best guys, when you have guys like Tyler Booker, Tyler Smith doing it, rather than, you know, a TJ Bass or Hakeem Adeniji or any of those kind of backup interior linemen that we've seen had to be put in that area, where we've seen the Cowboys, you know, honestly have a little bit of trouble in the past because they couldn't seal that edge and they're allowing too much pressure to leak in those areas. So I think that that's a big area where you see it in the Cowboys doing a little bit better passing off stunts. I think that was an area where they really, really struggled, especially at the beginning of the season, was passing off stunts, and Dak was just being so masterful in his pocket manipulation and getting the ball out quick that it wasn't really hurting the Cowboys as much. But I think now you're seeing the Cowboys front be a little bit more solid and a bit more continuity in their ability to pass off those stunts, you know, read those blitzes, see those coming, being on the same page. And, you know, one thing that people don't overlook is, like, passing off the stunts, yes, but the offensive line has to pass it at the same level so that they can pass off those stunts. And that was something, especially when Bass was in the game, you saw that him and Steele were having a lot of issues setting on the same plane. So they were struggling in passing off those stunts. And it's a little bit better when you have Booker and Steele in there.
Are you starting to see Guyton, you know, just get quite a bit better?
For sure. I think he's being more comfortable. You know, he's a guy who hasn't had a ton of practice time with the Cowboys. You know, he's had a lot of offseason injuries. He's had a lot of things that have really limited his ability to practice. And I just think the more reps he gets is the more comfortable he's going to get, and it's going to allow him to be more successful. I think the Raiders game was his best game that he's had this year, for sure. Not only was he very successful in pass protection, I believe, according to the PFF numbers, it was his only game where he wasn't credited with allowing a pressure. And then in the run game, I thought he had four or five blocks in the run where he was showing a good ability to, you know, reach blocks on outside zone, reach blocks on inside zone, those type of things, kick out blocks. He was doing a little bit better job in that area. And he's a guy I think we all want him to be. I think he's most comfortable in pass protection, but if he can really continue to progress as much as he has in the run game, I think that would be a boon for his game, especially because we already know he has the athleticism, he has the range and pass protection. He just has to clean up some little things, and it's all going to start clicking for him much more consistently, I hope, down the stretch of this season.
John, you mentioned kicking ass. I'm going to let you kick my ass on this one.
Kick his ass, John.
I want to try Diggs when he comes back at safety, is what I want to do. I want to play him some at free safety and maybe let him be kind of a ball-hawking center fielder. I know people are, like, concerned about tackling, but I think he plays with his eyes and the way he kind of reacts. If you let him do something like that, is that a possibility, or am I hitting the crack pipe on that one?
I think there's a lot of traits that he has that could, you know, lend itself well to playing for safety. Obviously, the ball skills, the athletic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Athletic ability, the size, I think he has all of that to be a very good free safety. The only thing that I worry about is we have seen that he has a little bit of issues in zone coverage when he has to coordinate with his fellow defenders, when he has to pass off routes, take on routes, and all types of things, and kind of see multiple things at once. And that's something I kind of worry about from the free safety position, because he kind of has to take a big picture look. He can't really have a narrow focus on one receiver or on one little, you know, alley or silo of the field. So it would be something that I would honestly, if I was the Cowboys, I would try it in practice and see if he had, if he's showing the awareness to be in the right places with his eyes, if he has them in the right places, if he knows when to break on the ball, if he's making positive breaks on the ball. Because if he's someone who can make positive breaks on the ball, and I mean he's breaking on the ball before the quarterback lets go in the middle of his throwing motion, he's breaking on the ball, that is, with his ball skills and his athleticism, he's going to make a lot of big plays for your defense. So I totally understand why you would want to do that. But I just think it's something that he needs to show in practice, which we're not privy to.
Sure.
But I would, if I was the coaching staff, I would definitely experiment with it in practice to see if he has, you know, the right eyes, the right awareness. You know, he understands how to communicate at such a vital position in this defense, especially a defense that plays so much cover three and that plays a lot of single high.
John, there's a reason why you're my favorite analyst. Thank you very much for doing that, sir.
The wickedly talented John Owning with us here on 105 Through the Fan. So sticking with the defense, and somebody that watches as much film as you do across the board around the league, how do you weigh the positivity we saw defensively for the Cowboys versus really an inept Raiders offense carrying over to when they're playing this gauntlet through the next three games?
You know, I think that's something that's really hard because, you know, the Raiders really aren't a very good defense. No. But the things that the Cowboys were doing successfully, the principles that we're in, are things that can bring you success against any team. The thing that I like the best is bringing in these five-man rushes so that you can create single one-on-one matchups with your three interior guys, with your, at least two of your interior guys if you have them in, or all three if you have Clark, Odighizuwa, and Quinnen. And, you know, if you can give those guys consistently one-on-one matchups, I don't care who the interior line is, they're going to have success because they're going to find the weak point on that offensive line and they're going to continue to attack it. I think against the Raiders, one thing we saw was that the Raiders offensive line were using a lot of high hands with their strikes. Their strikes were landing really high. And you saw especially Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams were using that forklift technique where you attack a leverage point, whether that be the wrist or the elbow, and you lift it into the sky. And that really hurts the offensive lineman's ability to, one, anchor against power, but also it provides the rushers access to their edge. And that's when you saw Quinnen Williams. That's how he got his sack, because he was able to forklift the elbow. And then when you forklift that elbow, that the offensive lineman has no ability to protect that edge of his body. And you just saw Quinnen Williams rip through, and he's so strong and he's so athletic that once he gets to your edge and he can get forward momentum going, you're not going to stop him. So I think those are kind of traits that you will see them have success no matter who you're going against, because no one has three interior offense. Even the best offensive lines don't have three interior offensive linemen that can all vie with Odighizuwa, Clark, and Quinnen Williams on a snap-by-snap basis.
Yeah, John, I mean, I just did a breakdown of the Eagles, and I was watching Landon Dickerson play for the Eagles, and then I was like, God, why does he lose so many battles one-on-one? And then, but you watch him when he plays with, like, he gets help. You know, he's like a much better player. But to your point, if you put him in that one-on-one situation, I think the Cowboys have a really good shot of attacking the middle of the pocket, especially over him.
John, did we lose you? John Owning, Pro Football Focus. It appears he is off into the California night. I thought you had a damn good point there. He's probably going to back you. He was going to back you again.
He was, man.
I was hopeful he was.
Okay. Well, let me throw this in. Mark Cuban just made an announcement or released a statement that their Mavs are not going to try to trade Anthony Davis.
Oh.
My initial reaction is, oh, man, what could they possibly be thinking? So hopefully this is him attempting to manipulate the trade market.
Yeah.
They don't like what the offers that they're getting, and we're saying, well, that's fine. You don't get him then. I guess you don't want a Hall of Fame power forward, you can have fun losing to the OKC Thunder. I imagine, but it's also possible. I just feel like there's been so many reports over the last 2 weeks that they are trying to trade him.
Right.
That would be the most logical thing for me.
Yeah, because it's different when it's just like anonymous kind of sources and quotes, but like Mark Cuban sitting down in an interview with The Athletic and Joe Varden and saying that with his own name on it, like, yeah, that's our plan. I don't think he wants to do that. I think this is just sort of posturing.
Yeah.
Thanks to John Oning, Pro Football Focus, for joining us. We'll be back. No, he's still here. All right. John's still here.
Yo, John.
Buddy, we got you back. He is back.
That's stamina, man. That's the jujitsu for you.
Yeah, what was that question you were asking, Brian?
John, I was asking about Landon Dickerson because I was watching Philadelphia tape. Feel like that he struggles as a single blocker, and then you brought up how Dallas is playing with the inside and the inside three, and they're able to kind of go one-on-one with guys. I thought maybe that was an avenue for him this week, trying to attack the Eagles, especially in the middle of the pocket.
100%, and I think the best way to do that would, I'm not sure if people listening understand, but a bare front, I think, would be the best way to attack the interior defensive line and or the interior offensive line of the Eagles while staying, you know, while giving you enough people in the box to defend the run adequately. You know, by a bare front, I mean you have a head-up nose tackle on the center. He's covering the A-gaps. And then you have your two other defensive tackles are in three technique positions, which means they have outside eye of the guards.
Yeah.
So all the interior gaps are covered. And against the pass, that basically, unless a team wants to insert a running back to be the double-teaming force, that's single one-on-one matchups for all interior three of your defensive linemen. And I think that that would just make hay for the Cowboys. And I think it's something equally as successful they can do with when Solomon Thomas comes back.
Yeah.
When he returns from injury, he was doing, in my opinion, he was probably the most consistent defensive tackle on the team throughout the year, you know, both against the, especially against the run.
Right.
But his quickness and stuff can give people a lot of issues. And I just think with, you know, those four defensive tackles creating a rotation, maybe even use a Perrion Winfrey in there to give you some more pass rush ability, some more athleticism in the interior. I think that that could be a very successful front, especially against a team like the Eagles. And a great thing about our bare front is it gives you a lot of answers against zone reads, RPOs and stuff. So I think that that is something that Eberflus kind of flashed against the Raiders, and I hope that he uses it a little bit more consistently against the Eagles.
Yeah, if you look at Barkley, the metrics and the eye test and the film will tell you that he does not want to pass protect. I mean, he gives up some pressures and stuff. So inserting him as a blocker might be something that they really don't want to go down that path.
Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because he is such a big back. You think that he would be someone who would be really successful in pass protection, but it just doesn't bring the physicality in that department.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
What insights do you have on Lamb and Pickens if you could only have one or compare and contrast?
You know, it's really interesting. I think I've been thinking about Pickens especially a lot recently and what his kind of superpower is as a receiver. And everybody talks about his ability to win 50-50 balls, but that hasn't really been the case for the Cowboys, at least the large portion of this production. I think his real superpower is his ability to manipulate pace. And I think that you see that with his route stems and his releases is he kind of slow plays a lot, and then he'll accelerate out of nowhere, and the cornerbacks just aren't ready for it because when he's not getting targeted, he does run lackadaisical routes from time to time.
That's the truth.
He kind of just like jogs through it. But I used to be, you know, at the beginning of the season, I was really hammering him for it. But it kind of plays into his pace manipulation because he kind of lulls these cornerbacks into a sense of confidence, and then he'll just accelerate, and they kind of are like a tick slow to react to what he's doing. And you see that on these slants, on these stop routes, these kind of things where he can kind of slow play this and then accelerate at the break point. And that's allowed him to be really successful. Now, personally, I still kind of prefer Lamb because I'm the kind of guy that thinks route running over everything. And I just think Lamb is a much more refined route runner who can win in a much bigger variety of ways throughout the field. You can get him the ball in so many different ways, and he can be successful, and he can beat a wider variety of cornerbacks, in my opinion. But I honestly think the best thing for both of them is having the other one on the opposite side of the field, because that maximizes both of their abilities the most, in my opinion.
I love it. John Oning, Pro Football Focus. Great stuff, man. We'll try to catch up with you soon. Have a great night.
Hey, thank you, guys. Really appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Salute. All right, the man, John Oning, here in the G-Bag Nation. Mixed bag coming up. Well, Chuck, what's in store?
Could someone actually break Derrick Henry's high school record?
Mm.
That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.